celebrating the legacy of Martin Luther King at the University of Kentucky. I'm Tom Goodell, and this is UK Perspectives. Martin Luther King Day is Monday, January 21st, and again this year, UK and the city of Lexington are collaborating on a very special schedule of activities. Joining us for a preview are George Brown, former Urban County Councilman and co-chair of the King Day Planning Committee, and Carl Nathy, who is also a member of the committee. Gentlemen, welcome to UK Perspectives.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
George, maybe you could start us off by telling us a bit about the celebrations this year, which, as I understand it, begin with a march at 10 a.m. on the 21st.
Assembly starts between 9 and 10 a.m. on Monday the 21st in the hallway outside Heritage Hall. We have Heritage Hall Center and East, and the march goes from there at Vine and Main, where they come together, goes east on Vine to Rose Street, Rose back to Main, and then Main back to Heritage Hall.
And this goes on regardless of weather.
Right, right. The only one time I think that we did not make it was we had the ice storm in Kentucky, and it closed it down. It was about in 94, 1994. That was the only time I know that we had to cancel.
And do you have to register in advance if you want to participate?
You do not, but we ask groups to register so we can get a count so that we can let people know how many folk we have. And they can go to our website, www.uky.edu/MLK. The registration form is there.
And after the march, the celebration moves to Heritage Hall at Lexington Center. There's a special 11 a.m. program called My Lord, What a Morning. Carl, tell us about that.
Well, Jeff Johnson is going to be the special guest speaker this year. Each year, George and Chester Grundy and Terry Allen, who chair this event, bring a well-known person to come speak. And we have literally thousands of people in attendance. Admission is free. All are welcome. It starts at 11. Jeff Johnson is an author. He's an award-winning journalist, social activist, and political commentator, often seen on MSNBC, and also is the chief White House correspondent for a website called The Grio, thegrio.com. And he's on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, has a spot on that syndicated program, tackles issues on politics, entertainment, social policy, but he's particularly been a person who has connected with the youth of America, particularly African-American youth. And Jeff Johnson is going to fit his message into the theme, My Lord, What a Morning. And we might say, George, that part of the reason for that theme is?
Well, the theme, people may wonder, is that we chose it. It's an old African-American spiritual. And the fact is that the inauguration, the second inauguration of President Obama and the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday are happening on the same day. So, My Lord, What a Morning sort of ties into that, the historical aspect of the inauguration and the celebration of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday.
And will there be music as part of the show?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We always have good entertainment. And it's almost like a church service in that there are spirituals and there's interaction. And we have clips that we show, and then we have the keynote speaker, and then we close with song.
Now, there's also a movie in the afternoon, 2 o'clock at the Kentucky Theater, is that right?
Yes, and again, that's free, and this is something that the committee's been working with One World Films the last several years. At 2 o'clock on Monday the 21st, after all the march and the program in Heritage Hall, people have time to grab a bite to eat, head over to Kentucky Theater, and at 2 o'clock, the movie is Sing Your Song. It's a documentary about the life of the famed performer, the singer Harry Belafonte, and that is also, as I said, free admission, and Harry Belafonte has been a major player in the civil rights and human rights movement, not only in this nation, but around the world.
Exactly. I think it's one. I have not seen it, the documentary, so I'm looking forward to seeing it, but have heard stories of how Harry Belafonte teamed with Dr. King and with the civil rights movement during the 60s and up to his death, the 50s and the 60s.
Wonderful. Well, and the web address, as you mentioned, George,
www.uky.edu/MLK.
And we'll also put a link to that at the WUKY website so that all listeners who are interested can participate and check the schedule. And you can also contribute at that address.
Exactly. And if anyone would like to contribute, they can send a check or money order to our address, MLK Holiday Committee, P.O. Box 823, University Station, Lexington, Kentucky, 40506.
Carl?
Just want to give a plug for the University of Kentucky for its administrative support, for the Lexington, Fayette, Urban County government for its support, and several community sponsors, and of course, as George just mentioned, individuals who help make this program possible and reach the broadest possible audience by keeping everything free admission.
Well, thank you. Our guests have been George Brown and Carl Nathy with the Martin Luther King Day Planning Committee, talking about some really exciting events coming up on Monday, January 21st, Martin Luther King Day. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.